بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atan, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the guest speaker to answer my questions for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. We know that on the day of Ashura in the year 61 AH, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was beheaded. You know, he and so many of his companions were beheaded, and the heads were on the spears taken to different cities up until the main palace of the Yazid. Now, we know that the body was buried by Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam in the same land of Karbala over there. But since the head was taken away from the body and it was in different cities as a sign of, for example, warning or threatening the people and the other enemies of Yazid. Now, the question is that was the head back to the body and buried same place, or it was buried in some other places?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, as you rightly mentioned, there is no doubt about the fact that, first of all, the holy body of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was buried without his holy head, as it was taken by the soldiers of Umar ibn Sa'd to the Kufa and then to the city of Sham. And this is one of the ways through which the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam were persecuted, seeing the holy head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on their spears. Now, when it comes to what happened to the holy head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we have different viewpoints, and that is why we have Maqam Ra's al-Hussein nowadays in some places in the world, in different cities. Now, according to one of them, it is buried in the same place as the body, but according to other viewpoints, the holy head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was buried in a different place.
Yes.
So it was not joined to the body. The first idea is that the holy head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was buried in the city of Medina. Ibn al-Mahili, one of the Shiite scholars, he says that some people have claimed that Amr ibn Sa'id buried the holy head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in Medina. And some people have claimed that the head was buried in Jannatul Baqi in the city of Medina. And of course, some have claimed that it was buried next to the grave of Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha, which is of course unknown.
Okay.
This is one viewpoint. The second viewpoint is that it was buried in Damascus. So the final place where the caravan were taken was Damascus and the palace of Yazid. And according to one historical report, the holy head was buried by a slave near the gate of Faradis in Damascus.
Yes.
The third viewpoint is that it was buried in the holy city of Najaf next to the grave of Imam Ali alayhi salam. There is a narration by Umar ibn Talha. He says that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam took us to a place, and finally we went toward the city of Najaf, and there Imam Sadiq alayhi salam told one of his companions that send salam to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. That companion, whose name was Ismail, he told Imam that Imam Hussein alayhi salam is buried in Karbala. But Imam says that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, according to this narration, he says that when his holy head was taken to Sham or Syria, one of our friends, one of the Shia, took it and buried next to the grave of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Najaf. I don't want to say that this is an authentic narration. I'm just referring to different viewpoints.
Yes.
The same has been mentioned by Abu Ibn Taghlib. According to him also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in Najaf referred to a place which is the place where the holy head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was buried.
Ra's al-Hussein fi Najaf.
Exactly.
Yes.
And we have it a number of other narrations in this regard, but I mean the majority of the Shia scholars do not believe in the authenticity of these narrations.
But you still, when you go to the Holy Shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Ra's al-Hussein is known, isn't it? In the holy city of Najaf, around the Holy Shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam, there is a special place called where the head stayed over there for some times. That's right.
Yeah, that's
but
a
it is not buried.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's a possibility as well. The next viewpoint is in Egypt, in Cairo.
Oh.
And nowadays it seems that there is a place, Ra's al-Hussein, famous among the people.
Far land. How is it possible? That's right.
Septim al-Jawzi, he says that when Imam Hussein alayhi salam's caravan were taken to Damascus, then the head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was taken from Damascus to Asqalan in Egypt, and then it was taken to Cairo and it was buried there. And nowadays there is a holy shrine for it and people come to visit it. And Allama Sayyid Muhsin Amin in Lawa'ijul Ashjan, he also says that the Alawis of Egypt, they took the head from Asqalan to Cairo and they buried in Cairo and they built a great and a splendid building over it. And of course, Sayyid Muhsin Amin raises the question whether in reality it was the holy head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam as well.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
And this is another viewpoint that the holy head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, according to some people, was taken from Damascus to Asqalan and then to Cairo and it was buried there. But there are some doubts about the authenticity of these reports.
Yes.
And of course, as I mentioned, nowadays there is a place in Cairo, Masjid al-Mashhad al-Hussein.
Yes.
And there is a building there. People go to visit, and many people believe that this is the place where the holy head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam has been buried. And even miracles have been witnessed by the people in that place.
Okay. Which one is the most authentic one?
I will come to the most authentic one. That is the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Some people claim that because miracles have been happened there in Maqam Mashhad Ra's al-Hussein in Egypt, so this is the place. But this is not true. I mean, it is highly possible that it's not the real place, but because of the fact that people pay attention to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and they mourn for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in that very place, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing miracles as well. For example, some people are healed there. So there is no relation between, seeing and witnessing miracles and that this is the place where the holy head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is buried. The most authentic And the most famous viewpoint is that the holy head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was returned back to Karbala, mm-hmm. and it was joined to his holy body.
Body, that's right.
This is the most authentic one. And the viewpoint that the great and the majority of the Shia scholars, they believe in.
So you mean the body was buried? Then it was what? Then it was, for example, the head was attached to the body again?
Yeah.
Okay.
According to this understanding, okay. let me share what Sayyid Ibn Tawus says in this regard. He says that the holy head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was taken back to Karbala and it was buried and was joined to his holy body. Also, Sheikh Tabrizi in Taj al-Mawali says that the holy head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, according to some great Shia scholars, was taken back from Syria and it was attached to the holy body of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala. The same had been mentioned by other Shia scholars like Ibn Fattal Nishaburi in Rawdat al-Wa'izin, Ibn Namahili in Muthirul Ahzan. And according to Abu Rehan Biruni, one of the great Muslim scholars, the holy head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was attached to his holy body on the 20th of the month of Safar, the day of Arba'een.
Mm-hmm.
In his book, he says that of al-Ashreen rudda ra's al-Hussein ila majthamih hatta dufna ma'a juthatihi wa fihi ziyaratu al-Arba'een. On the day of Arba'een, the 20th of the month of Safar, the holy head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was taken to Karbala and it was joined to his holy body. That's among right. the Sunni scholars, we can refer to Ibn al-Jawzi, who passed away in 654. He also says in Tadhkiratul Khawas that the most famous idea is that the head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was taken from Medina to Karbala, according to him, and it was buried, it was joined to his body. Also, Zakir ibn Muhammad Qazwini in Ajab al-Makhluqat, he says that al-yawm al-awwal min Eid Bani Umayyah. The first day of the month of Safar is feast for Bani Umayyah. Udkhilat fihi Ra's al-Husayn radiyallahu an bi Dimashq. On this day, on the first day of the month of Safar, the head of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was, it was brought to Damascus. Wal-Ishroon min ruddat Ra's al-Husayn ila juthatih. And on the 20th day of the month of Safar, the head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was taken back to Karbala to be attached That's to right. his body. So these are, yeah. Different viewpoints. As I mentioned, the most authentic and the most famous one among the Shia scholars is that the head was joined to the body and mm-hmm. nowadays, it was buried in the land.
And of some might Karbala. Ask, what is the significance of this question? Because Imam al-Hussein was the only imam that was beheaded.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Ra's al-Hussein for the Shiite and for the Shiite community is very much important. But if the head was back to the grave, it must be buried by a holy imam, necessarily Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam, isn't it?
What we have in the narrations, it is about the body of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, which was buried by Imam al-Sajjad alayhi okay. salam. But as for head, there is no mm-hmm. indication telling that it was done by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. It is a possibility, but mm-hmm. it seems that there is no authentic historical report in this regard.
That's all right. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh, for a nice elaboration regarding Ra's al-Hussein. Of course, there have been so many miracles also mentioned by Ra's al-Hussein on the way to Shamat. Let's discuss them in our upcoming session of the program.
Sure.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن
إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن